The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 12. Concentration. You can do it if you believe you can. This lesson occupies a keystone position in this course, for the reason that the psychological law upon which it is based is of vital importance to every other lesson of the course. Let us define the word concentration, as it is here used, as follows. Concentration is the act of focusing the mind upon a given desire until ways and means for its realization have been worked out and successfully put into operation. Two important laws enter into the act of concentrating the mind on a given desire. One is the law of autosuggestion, and the other is the law of habit. The former having been fully described in a previous lesson of this course, we will now briefly describe the law of habit. Habit grows out of environment, out of doing the same thing in the same way over and over again, out of repetition, out of thinking the same thoughts over and over, and when once formed, it resembles a cement block that has hardened in the meld, in that it is hard to break. Habit is the basis of all memory training, a fact that you may easily demonstrate in remembering the name of a person whom you have just met, by repeating that name over and over until you have fixed it permanently and plainly in your mind. The force of education is so great that we may meld the minds and manners of the young into whatever shape we please, and give the impressions of such habits as shall ever afterwards remain. Atterbury. Except on rare occasions when the mind rises above environment, the human mind draws the material out of which thought is created, from the surrounding environment, and habit crystallizes this thought into a permanent fixture and stores it away in the subconscious mind, where it becomes a vital part of our personality, which silently influences our actions, forms our prejudices and our biases, and controls our opinions. A great philosopher had in mind the power of habit when he said, "We first endure."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?